Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, beautiful people. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits. This morning I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 5 and chapter 1. Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Galatians 5 and 1. This morning I wanted to talk about the slavery that other people can put you in if you allow them to. I was thinking about the guy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who is now facing multiple charges for road rage and killing a four-year-old little girl. And when I just thought about it, it makes me think of how so many people can't control their anger. They allow others to pull them into slavery and control them. This is something that could have been avoided. I don't care if a person ran in front of you, caused you to waste coffee on your leg. It doesn't equate cursing them out, putting the finger at them, chasing behind them to get your point across, because that bondage of slavery can result to situations like this. Now this man has to face imprisonment, or I don't know the law there, could be death. But not only that, a family has lost a child's life. A little girl can never come back because of someone else's anger. And so now they may be in slavery of bereavement for a very long time. The dad may be in the slavery of guilt for a very long time. So the slavery can have a ripple effect in so many different areas and touch so many different others from just one starting place. So today I pray and ask that you would look at yourself, look back, think about it, and work on those issues of slavery, if you have those. And that can be slavery of wanting to fit in, of listening to someone else's opinion over your life, slavery of procrastination, slavery of not walking in your gifts, slavery of not moving forward, slavery of fear. It could be anything. But as the scripture said, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Today I pray that you would take your stand. I pray and I beg you to take your stand. Shut anger at the door. Shut bitterness at the door. Shut fear at the door and move forward so that you can be free as the word declares you to be. Father God, I thank you for your breath of air that breathed into us this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your new light today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that so many others will drop the chains, will take off the handcuffs, will take off the shackles, Lord God, will come out of the cages, come out of their cells, Lord God, their self-inflicted cells, Lord God, and be free, Lord God. Be free and be the children of God that you called them to be, Lord God. Allow them to take, they are no longer sitting down, being held down by bondage, Lord God. Lord God, it is my prayer, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are still standing in everything that is not of you, Lord God, that they will take a leap and stand on the other side where victory is, where you are, where peace is, where joy is, where happiness is, where love is, where favor is, where grace is, where mercy is, Lord God. I pray that they will leap and take that stand, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. I know that you can do the possible, Lord God, because nothing is impossible with you. So for those who are thinking this morning or this afternoon or tonight or whenever it is that they're listening to this prayer, those that are thinking that they're too old, they can't change, that they've been doing it for such a long time, it's become like clockwork. I am here to be a witness to them, Lord God, that you are a God of second chances, of third chances, of fourth chances, and it is never too late with you because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord God, I thank you right now for the victory for those who are releasing right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will have a shield of protection, an extra strength of courage, Lord God, because we know that the enemy is going to get mad because they're walking away. They're letting go. They're standing up for righteousness. They're standing up for peace. They're standing up for their lives. They want to be free, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, for an extra hedge of protection. As your word said, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I stand on that right now today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for that family, Lord God, who has lost that daughter, Lord God. I pray for that family, Lord God, who has been on every news station across the nation at Candlevisor, Lord God, crying and pleading for the murderers to come forth who have taken the lives of their child, Lord God. I pray for the hand of the children, Lord God, who are touching guns and touching knives and wanting to do things, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God, and wanting to follow behind the enemy, Lord God. I pray for their hearts today, Lord God. Loosen them, Lord God, so they won't be to heal to the slavery of bondage of generational curses, Lord God. Maybe, yes, their family was a family of murderers and killers and robbers and thieves, Lord God, but that curse is broken right now today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, who are seeking love in all the wrong places, Lord God. I pray that they will take a stand and know that you love them and know that they don't have to go anywhere because your love is with them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for those children, Lord God, in the schoolhouses who are walking around with attitudes and mad and upset, Lord God, and don't know it used to be about adults trying to make it to the next day, Lord God, but so many kids are dying. I pray that they will see the value of their lives and appreciate their lives and be happy right now in the presence, Lord God, and walk in their purpose, Lord God, because we can't stay today, Lord God, in these days and times, the children are going to make it tomorrow. So I pray that they too, Lord God, will appreciate their lives and stand in their lives and be faithful to you, Lord God. Be faithful to themselves, Lord God, and know their worth and walk in it, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray for revival across the nation, Lord God, across the globe, Lord God, that so many will take a stand, Lord God, and be released from the slavery, the bondage, the jail cells, the mental jail cells that is keeping them hostage, Lord God, for living their life so more people can leave and not live, Lord God, and not die at the hands of anger. Lord God, I love you. And I thank you, Lord God, and I consider each and every one of these prayers done, and each and every one of the persons that is listening to this prayer and is calling out to you and saying their own words and uttering, Lord God, to you, that you hear their prayers as well, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, the Redeemer, that you are the Deliverer, that you are the Healer, Lord God, and that it is already done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you and we give you all the glory and all the honor. Amen, amen, amen. Love, you have an amazing day. God bless you. God, just today I pray that if you are dealing with anger issues or attitudes where you go from 0 to 20, not even 100, I pray that you will try to find balance so that you can control that because so many people are losing their lives at the hands of anger. All over the world, they're losing their lives at the hands of anger. So I pray that you would reach in and pour out so that you can be replenished and be blessed. Have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that you can be in Christ. I love you. Bye-bye.